Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So the day I'm recording this is Wednesday, all right? And I just got done with my physical therapy for my shoulder. And as I was walking out, I forgot what day it was. So I told the young lady, I said, hey, have a good weekend. And she turned and said, weekend? Now you got me all excited. And I turned back to her and just literally, without even thinking, said, every day is like a weekend for me. Now, I'm not trying to be silly when I say that. I'm not trying to be like some cheesy, you know, Hallmark card. Even if you like Hallmark cards, that's awesome. But this isn't just cliche for me. This is the absolute truth that literally every day is play. Every day is play. I like that. Every day is play. If you like that, type that in below, okay? But here's the point. Every day should be play. I love this quote by L.P. Jacks. It's one of my favorite. Here's what it says. A master in the art of living draws no sharp distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his education and his recreation. He simply pursues his vision of excellence and leaves others to determine whether he's working or playing. To himself, he always appears to be doing both. It's one of my favorite quotes. Basically says that you should be living your life in such a way that people do not know, they cannot tell if you are working or playing. And my friends, that is my reality. It was not always like that though. So you could be one of these people, in fact, you could be one of the 86% of people that feel that they are not fully alive in their day job. In fact, that's what the statistics are, that 86% of people right now are thinking about, gee, I wish I had a different job. Well, I get it. That was me for a lot of years, and then I had 3 kids, a wife, a mortgage, and you start feeling trapped. You start feeling like you can't do anything else because this is what you went to school for. This is what's safe, these types of things. Here's my point to you today. The amount of people that have a side hustle today has increased exponentially. In 2013, there were 6.8 million people, 6.8 million people that had side hustles, meaning that they were collecting income at places other than their day job. In 2017, that number increased to 44 million people. I know because I just looked at the statistics last night. 44 million people. It went from 6.8 to 44 million people that had a side hustle in 2013 compared to 2017. What does that mean? That means that a side hustle is your baby step. A side hustle is the ability for you to play. And I would encourage you to start playing. Because when you are playing, you feel most alive. And for you, if work is a drudgery, for you, if work is this thing, it's this burden, life's too short to live in a life that you have this day job that you detest. So I'm going to challenge you today. I want to hear what your side hustle is. This is free promotion, I guess, for you. Type in the comments below. Tell me if you have a side hustle. Tell me if you don't have a side hustle, what you wish it could be. I want to hear some dialogue on this topic because I love this topic. In fact, I wrote a book called Day Job to Dream Job after I went pro with my passion. People began to ask me and say, how did you do it? And so I literally wrote a book called Day Job to Dream Job to explain to them. And in the book, it talks about 9 practical steps on how to turn your passion into a full-time gig. So my name's Carrie Oberbrunner. My passion is to help people be souls on fire. I believe that happens when you know who you are, your identity, why you're here, your purpose, and where you're going, your direction. When those three things happen, who am I, why am I here, where am I going, my identity, my purpose, and my direction, when you do that, the convergence of that is a soul on fire. The convergence of that is a master in the art of living, someone whose work is their play. If somebody needs to hear this that you know, share it, tag them, subscribe it. We need more people that our souls on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.